Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ninginam Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. National Voters Day celebrated today. President Murmu says voting serves as a medium for citizens to express their aspirations. Nagaland Principal Secretary Sinha calls upon youth to act as ambassadors in spreading awareness about responsible voting. Prime Minister Modi urges youth associated with industry and startups to emphasize on quality. And President Murmu emphasizes national unity and women-led development as central to India's journey towards a developed nation by 2047. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu today said that voting is not just a political expression but a reflection of the citizens' faith in the country's democratic electoral process. Addressing the National Voters Day program in New Delhi, the president said that voting also serves as a medium through which citizens express their aspirations.
मतदान केवल राजनैतिक अभिव्यक्ति नहीं है ये निर्वाचन की लोकतांत्रिक प्रक्रिया में नागरिकों की आस्था का प्रतिबिंब है ये प्रत्येक नागरिक द्वारा अपनी आकांक्षाओं को व्यक्त करने का माध्यम भी है
Draupadi Murmu also presented the Best Electoral Practices Awards in different categories, including effective use of technology, election management and logistics, innovative voter awareness, implementation and enforcement of Model Code of Conduct, along with other special awards and awards for the media. The News Service Division of Akashvani received a media award in the category of Electronic Radio for Best Campaign on Voters' Education Awareness for the year 2025. Nagaland, along with the rest of the country, today celebrated the 16th National Voters Day NVD 2026 under the theme My India, My Vote. A state-level program was organized by the Office of the Chief Electoral Officer, Nagaland at Kohima. Speaking at the event, Principal Secretary, Home Department, Abhijit Sinha said that NVD is observed every year to reaffirm citizens' faith in democracy and to renew commitment towards democratic traditions. He said the day serves as a reminder that democracy thrives when every individual has a voice and decisions are taken through discussion and consensus.
This is the day when we commit ourselves to this democratic tradition. So that democratic spirit we should try to nurture and that gets reflected also in all the decisions and all the things that we do.
He also said that while enrolling as a voter is an important step, it is equally important for eligible citizens to exercise their right to vote whenever elections are held. Encouraging first-time voters, the Principal Secretary called upon the youth to act as ambassadors of National Voters Day by spreading awareness about responsible voting and democratic values.
And just getting enrolled is also not enough. Whenever the opportunity arises, elections come. So it is your duty also to come out and vote. And not only vote, but also like encourage others also.
Chief Electoral Officer Nagaland Bhagyashree Banayat in a message emphasized the importance of youth and first-time voters in strengthening India's democratic framework, stating that their participation is vital in shaping the future of the nation. She said the theme My India, My Vote reflects the role of citizens as active partners in the nation's progress, unity and development. On the occasion, the Principal Secretary administered the National Voters Day pledge. He also handed over the Best State-Level Booth-Level Officer BLO Award to Sentitula Primary Teacher BLO of PS5, Alongman Ward 25, Mongya Assembly Constituency and the Best Campus Ambassador in the State Award to H. Longching Yingli of Government College, Longlang. Meanwhile, Deputy Commissioner and District Election Officer Kohima B. Henok Buchim presented awards to 6 Best District BLOs and also distributed epic cards to 12 first-time voters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged the countrymen, especially the youth associated with industry and startups, to emphasize on quality. Sharing his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, Mr. Modi said, India's economy is progressing rapidly and the world is watching India. He called on people to resolve to improve the quality of whatever is manufactured in the country. The Prime Minister said, excellence should be the benchmark. Mr. Modi added that only by doing this, the nation will be able to accelerate the journey to towards a Viksit Bharat.
आज मन की बात के माध्यम से मैं देशवासियों विशेषकर इंडस्ट्री और स्टार्टअप से जुड़े युवाओं से एक आग्रह जरूर करना चाहता हूं हम सबका एक ही मंत्र हो क्वालिटी क्वालिटी और सिर्फ क्वालिटी हम जो भी मैन्युफैक्चर कर रहे हैं उसकी क्वालिटी को बेहतर बनाने का संकल्प लें
President Draupadi Murmu today emphasized national unity and women-led development as central to India's journey towards becoming a developed nation by 2047, reaffirming faith in the Constitution and its ideals of justice, liberty, equality and fraternity. She said every citizen's contribution strengthens the Republic. In her address to the nation on the eve of Republic Day 2026, the President lauded the growing role of women in democracy, the economy, sports and governance, noting that their empowerment is crucial for inclusive growth.
Our women are breaking traditional stereotypes and forging ahead. They are actively contributing to the overall development of the country. More than 10 crore women associated with self-help groups are redefining the process of development. Women are making their mark in every field, from agriculture to space, from self-employment to the armed forces.
Calling for collective responsibility, she urged citizens to put nation first and work together to build a strong, self-reliant and inclusive India. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Nagaland Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla today called for renewed commitment to constitutional values, unity and inclusive development as the country celebrates the 77th Republic Day tomorrow. In his message, Bhalla said Republic Day marks India's resolve to uphold justice, liberty, equality and fraternity, forming the foundation of the world's largest democracy. Referring to the themes of the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram and Atmanirbhar Bharat, he said they reflect the nation's cultural heritage and his aspirations for a self-reliant future. The governor highlighted the importance of green growth, digital India, women's empowerment, rural development and youth participation, noting that Nagaland's diversity and traditions strengthen India's federal democracy. Mr. Bhalla urged citizens to work together towards the vision of a developed, inclusive and compassionate India by 2047.
In Nagaland, our unique traditions, customary laws and cultural heritage blend seamlessly with the constitutional framework of India, strengthening the fabric of our federal democracy. Our diversity is not a challenge, but a strength, a testament to the inclusive and pluralistic soul of our nation.
Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. Over a decade, Pragati has helped accelerate decision-making, resolution of issues causing delay in key infrastructure projects, and instilled a strong culture of accountability. Today in this special series, we take a look at the four-laning of the Raipur to Kodebod section of NH-30 in Chhattisgarh, a report.
The four-laning of the 43-kilometer-long Raipur-Kodebod section of NH-30 marks a major step forward in highway modernization in central Chhattisgarh. The project was implemented by the National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, under the National Highway Development Program. This project was sanctioned in September 2016 at an approved cost of 987 crore and 88 lakh rupees. During the execution, the project encountered a combination of material supply constraints and inter-ministerial coordination challenges that affected construction sequencing. The land was later identified as DRDO land, which required formal transfer and permission to operate under the framework of the Ministry of Defence. The project was reviewed under Pragati in February 2023, which brought focused attention to the pending land and material supply issues. Following the Pragati review, sustained follow-up, PMG, subgroup and state-level reviews enabled coordinated action among the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways, Power, Defence, NTPC, DRDO and the state government. The project achieved 100% physical progress and was commissioned on 20 June 2023. Pragati played a critical role in resolving residual land and material supply issues, ensuring that institutional responsibilities converged toward timely completion. Karhur, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Sang Yusang S. Pongguna from Nagaland has been conferred with country's highest civilian honours, the Padma Shri Award 2026 in the field of arts. He has been awarded for his exceptional achievements and innovative contribution to the Aonaga folk arts. The award was announced today. Guru Pongguna is among the 133 Padma Shri awardees selected from across the length and breadth of India. Born in the year 1945, Guru Sang Yusang Pongguna, 81 now, is an eminent Ao folk artist and composer from Ungma village in Mokokchung district. Guru Pongguna has dedicated himself in the preservation and promotion of Aonaga indigenous folk traditions. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. National Voters Day celebrated today. President Murmu says voting serves as a medium for citizens to express their aspirations. Nagaland Principal Secretary Sinha calls upon youth to act as ambassadors in spreading awareness about responsible voting. Prime Minister Modi urges youth associated with industry and startups to emphasize on quality. And President Murmu emphasizes national unity and women-led development as central to India's journey towards a developed nation by 2047. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.